Thursday night, Maseches Ksuvos, Tosfos says a chiddush. Maybe it's not a chiddush. I don't know. Tosfos says that there's no din kamli v'drabim minay by a kapora. And since Tosfos says that the tashlumen of shogeg, the tashlumen of eating truma b'shogeg or the zor, the karen b'chok, is a kapora. Tosfos, there's so many dinim in the Mishnayos Trumas that indicate that the Rash Grada is cholek and has a different explanation of those dinim. But you see, it's not like normal momentous going on. The coin can't be mochel. The very din really that you can't pay back money, you have to pay back, you have to replace the truma, is an indication that there's something funny going on. The truth is, even after we know that you have to replace the truma and you can't pay money, the Gemara in Pesachim still says whether you measure the replacement by value or by volume, whether you just work with volume or whether it's of value, and then you get into the whole union of Chametz Pesach, it's not worth anything. The Gemara's maskana is that you pay lefi mida, you pay by value. So that's even more of an indication that you're not dealing with momentous. You have to replace it, you can't pay money. And
like the shulet
truma, what you have to do, if what the Zohar has to do if he eats truma b'shogeg. And then you realize, wait a second, even if he eats his own truma, he has to make this replacement of payros. So Tosfos says it's a kapora. And on a kapora, there would not be a din of kam lebidrabim minei. V'lo shayach kim lebidrabim minei lepoitr mi kapora. Now, first let's talk about the yisod. I found Rav Shem HaMochanan, Rasim, and talks about what we said yesterday, about, since we have Misa and Malkus, every onesh is a chora kapora. So what would Tosfos say about an onesh like Malkus? What do you mean, what would he say? We know there is a din of kamli b'drabim minei. If you have Misa and Malkus, so you don't get. So Rabbi Chanan says, v'kosher. He actually asks it as a question. Kovet shir. This is in other places too. We rather don't have a kovet zahoris, because we don't have a good svarim buying system.
Is this on our daf?
This is on the daf.
Oh.
It's in paragraph Tzaddik Aleph. What?
Okay,
no, if you want to write it down. It's in paragraph Tzaddik Aleph. He says, V'koshet dim kena my miso pateres mi malkus. Dim gamken kapora. He even says over a pasuk that was said here last night by these fellas, Kiven shenikla hareo kochicha. Like the pasuk that specifies that it's mechaper, actually, right? The limud is, if something else happens to him, he doesn't have to go through with the malkus. But al kaponim, but the pasuk indicates that there's a kapora involved, and it was pointed out last night by everybody that every onus is only a kapora. Hashem is never punitive. Vein lomar, dechiyuvo eno mitam kapora, ela dechayev onesh. This is what I said. So Mechon says you can't say that. The mechus means the essence. The essence of the malchus is not a kapora. The essence is a punishment. When you receive your punishment, it's a kapora. But there's a difference between bringing a korban b'shogeg, which is, let's say, primarily a kapora. It might be a mitzvah. You might be a mechuyiv to do it, but you're mechuyiv to get a kapora. We know that the korban is, the essence of a korban is a kapora. The Gemara talks about kufra kapara.
So kapara in relation to the malchut is more of an after an effect.
Right. That's what I said yesterday. Rabbi Chanan said you can't say that's not enough to answer the question. Why? The name of Cain, it says by Egla Arufa. Egla Rufa is that whole process. You found a dead body, you didn't know who killed him, and they measure, and they sit, and they make it. So there's a procedure. So it says, if you find the murderer after you went through this process of Egla Rufa, Shane Poltron also, how do you know that the murderer still has to get killed in Beis Din. The Yolof Lamikra. The Lamikra, if it's primarily an Onesh, and we look at it as an Onesh, so why would the Egla Aruf have anything to do with his Onesh? Avali name of the Chiyuvahu Lehiskaper Al Yedei HaOnesh. The Chanan is pushing aside the Svara we said. He said, if you say, so the Chara would seem that his Chiyuv is to get a Kapora through being punished. And therefore you have Amamina that since the Egla Aruf is Mechaper, so you might say that even if ultimately, subsequently, you found the murderer, so he doesn't get his onesh / kapara anymore, because it's primarily a kapara. Even the egel mechaperes, halva mina the gamor etzayach miskaper umifter mimisa. Okay, so chayri he was doche that mahalach, but then he says no, it's not really so such a raya. It's not absolute. He says el zemiloshon akosu v'lo oretz lo yichupar. There's a breakdown in society when someone gets killed. The Loshon HaPosuk is u'l'oretz lo yechupar kiyim b'dam shofcho. It's like if society, you see this in the Western world, that part of the general moral decline of the society is this fake, phony idea that they have pity on the rotzeach, and like, what's the point of killing two people? There's enough safeguards in the Torah against capital punishment, and the arguments against capital punishment about it's an irreversible mistake if you've made a mistake. So, Baruch Hashem, there's so many safeguards in place that there's a misunderstood Gemara. Indeed, the Gemara in Makkah says, the Sanhedrin that ended up killing someone, it's not because of Rachmanos Chas V'Shalom. It's because the safeguards are so strict to make sure that that there is no mistake made.
Requirement.
But there's a difference between Torah and secular justice, for lack of any other term, and that is, you know, we believe in Hashem, so if for some reason the court does not have enough evidence carried out, Hashem is the final arbitrator of that. Secular
That's
society
very true.
Doesn't believe in
That's
that.
That's very true. We're more at, unfortunately, there it is, we're just letting the murderer go. You're right. Halavaya would be true that in the secular world, they can't handle letting a murderer free because they don't believe in divine justice. Halavaya would be true. Unfortunately, the whole Western system of justice is a game between two lawyers. And it's like two sides playing chess, and one side wins and one side loses. And that's, the game is not whether the guy's chayev or potter. The game is who wins the lawyer game.
The laws frequently have nothing to do with justice.
No, I read the article about this. The whole system of law is based, wait, there's a word for it, is a...
Statutory?
What?
Yeah. Statutory?
What? No, it's like a machlok between two people. It's like a...
sparring.
Yeah, but I think there's a fancy word for it. And the whole system of justice is based on the idea that the truth will emerge when you have one advocate. The system is...
Adversarial.
Adversarial. In other words, not looking for the truth. It's amazing how they admit it. Mm-hmm. You go, you Google, and you can read articles about this. I talked about it once in the Rosh Hashabbos, that it's not a search for truth, but it's an adversarial system. It comes from the English system. America adopted the system from England. And it's kind of embarrassing. Like, it's not a search for truth. It's an adversarial system. So they're happy if, according to the rules, one guy won, based on the rules.
Mm-hmm.
I told you about the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth. I said that over once, right? I was on the stand once. I was involved a few times in court in a mess as a dayan. The Bali didn't take us to court. So once it was about a get, the whole ASIC. So I think I was on the stand a few times in court. for different things. Never as a, never as, oh, I guess now, I was always a witness. I'm thinking that.
Yeah, still the, make a person swear? And
no, like, you know, you don't have to swear. Affirm, they call it affirm, and you don't have to touch a Bible, nothing to do with it. Anyway, so the lawyer, you know, he's asking me, the other guy's lawyer, he's asking, I mean, the bad guy's lawyer, he's asking me questions, and then he, like, once you answer his questions, you don't have a schus deeper anymore. It's very frustrating, because he's smart, he's a good lawyer. So he asks questions, he gets the answer he wants, then he cuts you off. And it's the job of your lawyer on redirect, they have words for it. Cross-examination, redirect, cross-redirect, like they keep on playing ping-pong until they just get exhausted. So I got very frustrated. I remember very frustrated because it was a whooping of the MS. And he was doing a good job, I have to admit. So I remember I turned to the judge out of frustration. And I said, Your Honor, you know, you asked me to affirm, I would tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth. So say, I'm saying the truth, and I'm saying nothing but the truth. But I'm not saying the whole truth, because he's not letting me. He's not letting me. Yeah.
You're lucky you didn't get slapped with contempt.
That was a good point. That's really the flaw in the system.
No, you're right.
But it was very sharp. I said, I'm not telling, I have to say I'm not telling the whole truth, and that's because he's not letting me. So the judge had a no, and he did, I don't know, I'm trying to think, it wasn't like a criminal trial.
Oh, okay.
The judge said, okay, I want you to talk. And he gave me this chus deeper, he says, tell me the whole story. And he let me talk and tell the whole story.
Wow, that's very unusual.
A yid once said, in the heart of justice, the only justice is in the heart.
Anyway, you see, in a Beis Din, with all the flaws of a Beis Din, and a Beis Din has no flaws of conducting Zalpi Torah. The flaws in a Beis Din are because it's very informal and there's no, they don't follow all the rules. But the mila of a Beis Din, a tremendous mila, I've sat on many Dinei Torah with lawyers sitting in, because there's a lot of money involved and the guy brings their lawyers. So they're not used to the informality, they're not used to the judge, you know, everybody sitting drinking coffee, you know. They're not used to the informality, but they're very taken aback that they see right away the system is that you let the Baal Din talk and you don't interrupt. You can interrupt him to ask a question, but you just let him say whatever he wants. You don't put a muzzle on his mouth, you don't, like, even if you go off on a tangent, you're really not supposed to shut him up. You know, there's a big hakpada not to shut him up because he'll get flustered. And you're not allowed to make the Baal Din flustered. You have to make him feel comfortable so that he could talk. It's called the Nistatmu Ta'anosa. That's what it's called in Gemara Shavuos. The Nistatmu Ta'anosa. He'll get flustered and he won't be able, because he doesn't have a lawyer, because according to the Torah system, there's no
there
lawyer.
There are no lawyers.
Right? So he's talking. So and if he loses himself. Anyway. So the judge let me talk anyway.
What is Kategor of Sanagor?
What?
What is Kategor of Sanagor? In Torah. Based in Shemala, they talk about Kategor of Sanagor.
Yeah. That's the equivalent of the
words.
That's the equivalent of the Sanhedrin. The Sanhedrin's Malamet Chus, Malamet Chova. Those are words used about the judges. If you open Mishnayah Sanhedrin, it says, HaMalamet Chus, Eina Chozer, Malamet Chova. These are the Dayanim who are weighing the case and are giving opinions. They are the ones with a Loshen is Malamit. So that's the equivalent in Beis Din Shomalo. It's like Hashemu Beis Dino. That's the Beis Din. A lawyer has no equivalent in Jewish, in Halacha. It's someone that's teaching you what to say. I mean, the one narrow. The narrow usage of a lawyer is when the Beis Din, when they see the guy is saying something, but he's not expressing himself well. That's a rule called Psach Picha Le'ilein. It's more in Sanhedrin, it's more in Ksubis. Psach Picha Le'ilein, the judge, is the Dayan, is allowed to, is supposed to say, you know, maybe you mean this, maybe you mean that. Now, it's a very thin line. because the line between that and actually acting as an advocate is the difference between Gan Eden and Gehenna. It's like, but it's talking about, it's a very narrow strip. It's not a gray area, it's very clear. You see the guy is trying to explain what happened. You, everybody saw Heidi over there with the wig. You saw, everybody saw the YouTube with the wig, the people's court. I talked about it in the show, you know what I'm talking about? Baruch Hashem. Your mom is Baruch Hashem. You guys are okay. I don't know if I should say, there was a very, there's a thing called People's Court. They show on television, like small claims.
That's Judge Judy, right?
People's Court. So there was a yid, a frum couple, like the Borough Park, a man and a lady, like regular people. And took, she had a very, very fancy shaitel, apparently. It was a $3,000 shaitel. So some people said, that was a Chilul Hashem right there. You don't have to go any further. And she, it, by mistake, it got to the laundry, and they put in the laundry. They cleaned in the laundry. So it got ruined. So they sued them for $3,000. So you have to be masked on television. And the truth is, the defendant gains because the television pays if he loses. Yeah. If he loses, then he pays. So it's really like, if, I don't think it was so bad. Like, they could say they went on television so that the guy shouldn't have to pay out of his own pockets. Anyway, the
but
judge.
You can't go to Arkos. What about the use of Arkos?
And I'm not dealing with that.
No, I agree.
I'm not even dealing with that. Like, that's not just like a head there, really. So, episode was a whole billboard there, a long shankle, a short shankle. I guess the judge apparently said it was a she, but she's playing for the ratings also because it's a TV show. It's like, why people assume she's like a judge? She's on television. She wants ratings. So she accused them of mamish lying and taking a different shade, like that cost only a few hundred dollars. Because she had a riot, she called up. Like, she did a quick... So on television, you see her yelling at the two young, like, from a couple from Borough Park. And... accusing them of mamish, the worst kind of, like, the Zionist lying, stealing, trying to get $3,000 out of
money laundering.
Oh. Anyway, so someone picked it up and made a YouTube out of it. And, you know, we're living in a world that within 3 days, like, 3 million people saw it. You know, we're living in such a world. And everything, oh, Chilul Hashem, unbelievable. But then the whole thing didn't make any sense. So the whole thing didn't make sense. So someone did, Bussos Nayas, made an investigation. And they found that it was true. The judge was wrong. It was a whole ASIC. It was, the blogs were busy with it.
What was true?
That it was true that our $3,000 shekel was ruined.
Ah.
And it was terrible. I then started the real collection. Like, it turned out like everybody was down in the Kavchova, nobody was down in the Kavskos. What's my point? Like, one of the worst, I'm saying this for a reason, that one of the thing people kept coming up was that they didn't answer back. When the judge was yelling at them, they were like, and they didn't answer, like they turned color. And why didn't they say? But the truth is, you know, what are they going to say? They were nidham, they were taken aback, you know. If it was true and the judge says she called up and there was, they don't make such a wig, like a whole billboard the judge made on them. I think that was a... that was Psach Picha Le'ile. That you see, they were like
dumbfounded.
Well, dumbfounded, and they can't talk. And you know, so you say you lead them on, and that's legitimate. That's Psach Picha Le'ile. But it's a very dangerous game, and the Dayan has to be Ehrlich, because if he steps over the line and he says something suggestive, that the guy never meant and never thought. That's Rav Shimon ben Shetach says in Pirkei Avos. He's Aru b'divreichem, Shemo mitochem yul medu l'shaker. The Valedinim will lie.
Leading the witness.
Yeah, but that's what a lawyer's job is, to get his guy to lie. Okay, I'm exaggerating, but you see, according to the Torah, there's no system. Are you a lawyer or not?
No, but I've dealt with a lot of criminal attorneys in cases and testified, and you are more than 1,000% correct, and you don't even know a courtroom.
The adversarial system really is not a system of justice.
No.
It should be the most embarrassing thing in the world to say it's not a search for truth. But that's the contrast. It's not a search for truth, it's the adversarial system. They say the truth will emerge from an adversarial system. Like they're saying that the truth will emerge. I'm saying you're talking about they don't. Halavai, the reason they were okay with the criminal going free is because they say, okay, Hashem will take care of him. No. Lo minei v'lo miktase, as they say. The reason is because the game was played according to the rules. And the guy goes free, and that's the rules of the game. So they don't care. They don't care that a murderer is being let loose.
Right.
OJ. OJ Simpson.
When I strike,
the whole American who is guilty.
Well, legally speaking, both attorneys are supposed to be officers of the court. And I asked an attorney once, and he was defending a murderer. He was in a criminal case. And I asked him, I said, if a witness came to you with a murder weapon, and I said, what would you do? He says, I tell the person who brought me the gun, get the gun out of my office. I don't want to see it. I don't want to know about it. The truth is not what they're after.
Yeah. Anyway, so that's why he talks about kaparas aretz. That's Rabbi Chanan's point. That got me into the rant. That there's an inyan of kaparas aretz, because when you let murderers go free, it really indicates a breakdown of society. And that's what it means, the aretz. It doesn't mean the ground. It means society needs a kapara that it allows this to happen. So,
but isn't the kapara different though? Because after they measure between the two cities, whichever one was closer, because the kapara is they should have escorted the person midway. So they're doing a kapara for not escorting him, but not necessarily the actual.
You're right, but you're wrong. You're right that that's what it says, but you're wrong in the sense that that's like a drasha, like you know that's what led to this, but like on a technical level, the kapara is because there's a murder here. And maybe if say like, why should the Zikni Ha'ir need a kapara? To say, oh, they should have escorted him, and the Chazal do say that, and you're right. But if you, from a technical viewpoint, you say, what's the kapara for? The answer is not because they should have escorted him. The kapara is that a murder occurred, and they are indirectly responsible for the murder. So Rabbi Chanan is saying like this: La'olam, the teretz is good. That malchus is primarily an onesh, and the kapora is obtained indirectly, as a totsa'ah, as an after effect of the onesh. And that's why you could say komli b'drava minei on malchus from misa, because it's primarily an onesh. The Eglar Rufa, that was his kasha, the Havamina by Eglar Rufa, that there's a Havamina that once there's a kapora, the murderer will not be killed. Because you're dealing with kapora sa'aretz, and it's mashma, it says, mavur mizeh, the ilo niskapra ha'aretz, then the murderer would be potter. In other words, it's almost as if, like, we're primarily concerned with the kaparas ha'aretz, with the societal breakdown. And once there's a kaparas ha'aretz, then, like, the havamina, then you can let the murderer go free already. Maybe because you said, v'saymu kana kodesh baruch hu, im ken kol chai b'imis, v'saym b'shul kaparas ha'aretz. And it does viyarta romi kirbecha. See, that's what we're dealing with. We're talking about viyarta romi kirbecha. That's the societal mum that we have to try to be misakin. And that's where the kapara lies. And maybe if you fix that up, the fact that there's an individual that did something, so that's not the primary problem. That's what he suggests. I will be Yerushalmi Perek Tes Sota, a different pasuk. Okay, okay, back and forth, back and forth.
But if that's the case, and he's not Chayav Misa at that point, is he Chayav Mamon then?
If he wouldn't be Chayav Misa, he would be Chayav Mamon in that case. Okay, I think that's, by me it's just so logical that it's primarily an onesh, it's not a kapara. It's an onesh, it's a punishment. He ends up like that also, or at least he says that's plausible. I just think that's the most logical thing to say.
Why would you make that distinction between the
Kula? Because the idea that onesh is a kapara is a philosophical idea. You don't really find it in the Torah. Torah talks about punishment as a punishment because you did something wrong, so you have to be punished. The idea that the philosophical underpinnings of an onesh is that you thereby acquire kapara, or it's a tikkun, or it's a, I don't think that enters the legal system.
So why tashume tshuma should have a din kapara as opposed to, for example, me'ilah, which does not, which is...
That's a different issue. We're going to learn that in places. So, Mashenkin, Tashlumen of Truma is primarily a kapara. Tosis holds. The Rosh and Truma is holding. Tosis holds is primarily a kapara. To think of the conceptually of something that's primarily a kapara, and think of a carbon. Think of a carbon. Now, the truth is, a carbon. If you're mechuyev a carbon, it actually makes a shibud on your nechassim.
But you're mechuyev.
I want to show that a kapara could also be a monetary obligation, but even if it's primarily a kapara.
You're mechuyev a carbon, but a beis din doesn't impose that.
That's very unclear. Depends what kind of carbon, and depends what kind of carbon. It depends if beis din sees that you're bringing it on your own or not. You're right. It's a complicated inyan bifnei atzma. That many karbonos Beis Din does not impose. They don't even impose. Well, they never. I don't know. A person was mechal Shabbos b'shogeg. He's mechuyev v'chatos. So there happens to be a gemara. But you're right. That Beis Din. It doesn't say they don't impose it. It's not so clear. It says Beis Din doesn't coerce the person to bring the karbon. They don't force them to bring it.
It would be against the entire principle of the carbon.
Why?
Well, if it's a carbon katas, it's got to be a matter of an intent. You got to have the kavana that you're bringing it, or else.
But who said it has to be voluntary? You're right, intent, everything. But who said voluntary? You're mechuyev to bring it. That's by an ola it says. Who says? But now by a chadas it gradus says bezin does not force it. But the idea of forcing him would be. That it's, I don't know, he's mechuyev. I think there the forcing would be because, see, I want to bring out the idea. Carbon, we all agree, is primarily a kapara. Yet there's rayas from many gemaras and mishnayas in Kinim that being mechuyev of carbon creates a shibud nechassim, it creates a lien on your property. And if the person dies and the carbon is allowed to be brought after his death, they'll actually go buy the carbon, there's a lien on his property. There's no lien if something is not monetary. So although carbon is, right, the vehicle, that's excellent, that's what I want to bring out. That you could have something with your mechuyev moment, and it's a moment, it's a monetary, you're dealing with monetary in yonim, but it's primarily a kapara, and the vehicle for the kapara is to spend money. So that's what Tysus is saying too. He's saying even though the Tashlumei Truma is primarily money, I mean, it's money, okay, so it's not, he can't give money, he has to give fruit, and they become true automatically, he has to do a replacement. But the bottom line, he's giving up money. It's a monetary thing. If the guy went to UK, you know, he's losing money. So the Torah says it's just a vehicle, but it's primarily a kapara. That's what Tosfos says. You see the Rash in Trumas. He says it's not a kapara. It's primarily a monetary obligation. And he explains all of these anomalies by saying since it's not a monetary obligation of money, because you can't write out a check, you can't give cash, you can't give the zuma, you can't. So it's a unique kind of obligation, and therefore, after the Sidur Rash, that results in all of these weird dinim that he can't be boichel, like because it's like cut and dried. So he said, you must do this. But it's primarily monetary, he says. That's the Rash and Truman. But Tosfos says, it's not like that, kapara. And okay, now he goes, what's the chilek between eating Truma b'shogeg and eating Hekdesh b'shogeg? I will carry b'chayim b'shal Hekdesh, ain't a mishum kapara. Ela mishalim momen shagozal Hekdesh. This is a very big yesod, it's a nogeya, many, many places in Shas. Many achronim talk about this, they have a field day with this. There's always an underlying question by Me'ila. If the payment for Me'ila means you benefited from Hekdesh, and you have to pay a Keren V'chaimish, whether that's primarily an Isser, you did an Isser, and the Keren V'chaimish is like a punishment, or we view it as monetary. So Rav Chaim and many, many others bring rayas from different Gemaras that it's monetary primarily. One of the main rayas is that the Gemara Bava Kama is a sugya called Zenet of Zaloi Chaser. There's a whole sugya that deals with a monetary matzav if I benefit from you, but you didn't lose anything. Whether that I would have to pay you or not. And the Gemara brings rayas back and forth, but then the Gemara there, one of the rayas is a mishnah about Hekdesh. It's talking about Hekdesh, it's talking about Me'ila. And it says, because like, Zanenim Chaser, so how come by Hekdesh you have to pay? Now, if the payment for Hekdesh is for violating an Isser, then what do we care if it's Zanenim Chaser? Zanenim, he violated the Isser, Zanenim. That's one of the major eyes. Also, the very fact that the minimum shear for the Me'ila is a Pruta, not a Kazayas. So that's an indication that it's primarily a momentous kind of thing. And they bring other rayas from like subtleties such as this. But here's Mamish of Ferris of Tosfos. It's a little weird. Because if you learn Bava Kama, I mean, I'm not asking Akash now. But if you learn Bava Kama, you actually learn that if you're Mazak Hekdesh, you're Potter. That's like a little, that's why I call it a little weird. If you're innocent, you're learning Shorshan Agach, Shorshan like this is your Potter. You learn from a Pasuk. So, it's not a kasha, it's a parsha of Me'ila. Tosfos is just explaining the Hagdara of Me'ila is because of what you stole from Hekdesh. But it's complicated. We're not going into anything really. There's no time. One day we'll shout. There's two types of Me'ila. There's a type of Me'ila where you actually took something away from Hekdesh. You were pogam in Hekdesh and you benefited from it. And then there's another type of Me'ila where you just like an act of geza, like you took something and you meant to take it away. You didn't really steal anything from Hekdesh because Hekdesh is pervasive. Hekdesh pervasive.
Well,
so,
in the case
where
there's no
kisser,
it's not
makasa. It's all there's two types of Me'ila. One is Nehenna and one is Moitzim Mershus Lershus. You really don't, you're not stealing from Hekdesh. Okay.
But also by Truma, not Tashume Truma. Truma, it's clearly a din mamon.
What do you mean when you say those words?
I mean that the dinin and the relationship to.
If you have a suffix, if you have to give Truma to a Kayan, it can be right, governed by a bunch of Mashmah of the right. Granted.
So Tashume Truma and Truma are not the same. For the Tosfos.
Yeah, I'm not sure. Again, I'm not sure that Tashlumi Truma also wouldn't be governed by a Moshe Mechavei Levaraya. I don't know, maybe a carbon is also
government. No, well, we know that, but that we, Rob, we know because according to those, it's a kapara, so we know right away that on that part of it, the hafrasha.
But Tyson says a sfeikus, but a kohen got mixed up with a kohanis, you don't pay care.
Oh, that's a raya that it's not mama. Oh,
that's not for sure. Okay. Okay, we'll stop here. We'll take it from there. And a konami. What about, Truma. Okay, we have to talk about Truma. We have to talk about. If you have a yeah, that's for sure. You don't have to give the Truma to a kohen if there's a suffering, you have to give it to him. You treat it like one. Okay. Good. Shkoyach, Shabbos.